Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're going to build something that feels almost unfair when you get it right. Future jungle riser swing that makes the low end hit harder without adding any extra low end. That's the whole concept. Riser swing isn't just a whoosh rising into the drop. It's timing design. You're using vocal chops and rhythmic effects as the thing your ear locks onto, and by placing those transients in a very controlled push-pull relationship with your break and your sub, the downbeat feels heavier. Same sub level, bigger perceived impact. Before we touch sound design, set the context properly. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. I'm going to assume 165 because it's that classic jungle energy but still modern. Now, crucial rule, have your drop groove playing while you design the riser. That means you want a break running, a minish or a tight two-step, and you want your sub doing the actual drop pattern, not a placeholder drone. The real rhythm, because if you design a swung riser in isolation, you'll swing into the wrong pocket and then you'll chase your tail later. Alright, step 1. We're turning a vocal phrase into a swing carrier. Grab a vocal phrase, drag it onto an audio track. Now right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. If it overslices, you can fix it, but transient is the fastest way to get workable chops. On the new simpler track in slice mode, turn warp on. If the vocal is tonal, use Complex Pro. If it's mostly airy or noisy, Complex is fine. Set voices to 1 or 2. One voice is super tight and percussive, 2 gives you tiny overlaps without turning to mush. Now enable simpler's filter and set it to a high pass, 24 dB slope. Start around 150 to 250 Hz. We're going to automate later, but right now we're establishing the rule. This riser is not allowed to contribute low end. Any sense of bigger sub must come from timing and space. Now we write a rhythm, and I want you to think like a drummer, not a sound designer. Make a one-bar MIDI clip driving your slices. Start with offbeat eighth notes so it already has that jungle conversation with the drums. Then add a few 16th note hits right near the end of the bar. That's anticipation. That's the lean. Most important, leave space where the snare speaks. If your vocal chop clicks right on top of the snare transient, your ear doesn't hear more energy, it hears a weaker snare. We want the opposite. We want the break to feel more confident, because the riser is dancing around it. Now we swing it, but we do it properly. Open the groove pool. Control or Command, Alt, G. Drag in a groove. MPC 16 swing in the 57 to 63 range is a great starting point. SP 1200 grooves can be gritty in a good way too. On your MIDI clip, enable groove and select it. For a starting point, set timing around 60 to 85%, velocity around 10 to 25%, and random only 2 to 6%. This is controlled chaos, not I don't know what my timing is. And here's a key advanced mindset shift. Don't treat swing like a vibe knob. Treat it like a phase relationship between layers. Our job is to create a psychoacoustic stretch. Something leads, something follows, and the next downbeat feels like it lands with more authority. So now we build the riser as layered timing. You're going to create 3 layers. Layer A is your vocal chop layer. This is the front edge of the groove. This is what tells the listener where the rhythm is. Show track delay in the mixer. Hit the little D if you don't see it. Set the vocal track delay to negative 5 to negative 12 milliseconds. That's early. That's the pool. Don't go crazy. We're not trying to make it flam. We're trying to make it lean. Layer B is a noise or air layer. Duplicate the vocal track if you want the same rhythm, but replace the instrument. Use operator. Oscillator is set to white noise. Band pass it somewhere like 2 to 6 kHz so it's all breath and urgency, no body. Add auto filter after it if you want extra movement. Now set this layer's track delay late. Plus 8 to plus 18 milliseconds. This is the trick. The vocal is early, the air is late. Your ear interprets that as depth and stretch. It feels like the riser is pulling the room forward while leaving a trail behind it. Layer C is optional. A tonal riser shimmer. Use Waveitable. 2 saws or a Resish Waveitable. Keep unison modest, like 2 to 4, and make sure you're not spreading the low end. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. Track delay here is neutral, 0 to plus 6 milliseconds. This layer is vibe, not impact. Now, quick coaching note. If this isn't working, don't immediately change the groove. Change one layer's track delay by plus or minus 2 milliseconds and listen again against the snare. 2 milliseconds is enough to change the feeling. This is why I call it phase relationship. It's micro timing, but macro results. Next, we make it rise, and we're going to rise in 3 dimensions: pitch, filtering, and density. On the vocal simpler, automate transpose across the build. Over 8 bars, Go from 0 up to plus 7 or plus 12 semitones, plus 5 or plus 7 can feel really jungle, because it's musical but not cartoonish. Plus 12 is straight hype, choose based on your track's tone. Now filter ramps for low-end protection and excitement. Put auto filter on each riser layer. Start the high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Then over the build, you can push that cutoff higher, even up toward 800 Hz to 2 kHz, depending on how bright your drop is. Add just a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15% for edge. If you hear a whistle, back it off. This should feel like pressure, not a tea kettle. Now density. Don't just ramp everything linearly. Better, do it in sections. Bars 1 to 4, mostly 8 notes. Bars 5 to 8, introduce 16th notes, especially at the end of phrases. Bars 9 to 12, you can hint at triplets, but sparingly. One little triplet grace note right, before a key hit can create jungle tension without turning the whole thing into triplet chaos. Then bars 13 to 16, will actually create the setup for the drop by thinning out and creating negative space. And here's another advanced move. Swing intensity should rise in steps, not as a smooth ramp. Keep the first half of the build relatively straight, like 55 to 65% timing. Then step it up in the second half, like 70 to 80. And in the last two bars, pull it back 5 to 10% so the drop feels clean and inevitable. That little clean landing makes the drop hit harder. Now we add pumping, but we do it in a way that respects the sub. Group your riser layers into a vocal riser group. Put Ableton's compressor on that group. Turn on sidechain. Sidechain it from your kick. If you're break-driven and you don't have a clean kick pattern, make a ghost kick. Put it exactly where the sub-impact moments are. Often that's the one, and maybe the pickup. Starting settings. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. Don't guess. Listen until the pumping feels like it's dancing with the break, not smearing over it. Threshold. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Advanced trick. Sidechain a bit more in the pre-drop than you do in the drop, so when the riser disappears, the drop feels like it expands. It's contrast psychology. Now we do the low-end feels bigger trick. This is where most people miss the point. Even if your riser is high-passed, it can still mess with perceived weight by cluttering the timing and the center image. So we lock it to the bass pocket. On the sub-bass track, put utility. Make sure your sub is mono. If you need to, keep width at 0, or otherwise ensure everything under about 120 Hz is centered with your approach. On the vocal riser group, put EQ8 and do an aggressive high pass. 24 dB or even 48 dB slope. Your target is simple. No meaningful energy below about 150 to 250 Hz. Now, listen with the break and the sub. If the vocal feels late compared to the sub, move its track delay earlier by 2 to 5 milliseconds. If it's stealing snare space, move it later by 3 to 8 milliseconds and reduce some 2 to 4 kHz, where the snap lives. This is the big idea. The brain interprets leading transients as impact. If your riser's transient architecture is cleaner and better placed, the exact same sub-transient will feel like it hits harder. Now we set up the pre-drop suckout. Classic jungle tension, but engineered. In the final half bar to one bar before the drop, automate reverb on the riser group. Use hybrid reverb or reverb. Increase decay and wetness so the tail blooms. Then, right on the drop, hard cut it. Automate wet to zero, or mute the reverb return if you routed it that way. Then add utility after the effects and automate gain down in the last 1/8 note. Could be minus 3 dB. Could be all the way to minus infinity for a micro dropout. That vacuum is what makes the drop feel like it inflates the room. Optional move. At the very end, do a quick low-pass sweep downward. It's like you're pulling the air out of the speakers. At this point, do a quick honesty check. Put a utility on the master and monitor in mono for 10 seconds. Then turn mono off. If the perceived impact changes dramatically, your riser width or chorus Y movement is masking the center. Fix it with less width, less facey stereo, or automate width so it collapses right before the drop. Now we talk committing. Commit tone earlier, commit timing last. What that means, you can resample the riser audio so you stop chasing CPU and random modulation. But keep groove pool settings and track delays flexible until the full pre-drop arrangement is in place. Timing decisions are arrangement decisions. Once it feels right, duplicate your MIDI clip as a safety. Then in the groove pool, commit or freeze and flatten if you resampled. After that, two tiny manual edits. Nudge one or two key hits by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Adjust velocities to emphasize that offbeat lift. If you want to go even more advanced, Here are a few fast upgrade ideas you can actually hear. Try dual groove push-pull. Duplicate your vocal clip. Clip A uses MPC swing at moderate timing. Clip B uses a different groove with less swing but more velocity influence. Alternate bars and B. Now the riser doesn't just swing, it converses. Try ghost syllable anticipation. In the last two bars, make a second simpler chain that only plays tiny consonants like T, K, and S. Put those hits earlier than the main vocal by negative 10 to negative 20 milliseconds, but keep them quiet. Your brain reads urgency, while the main chop still leads. Try swing by frequency. Put the vocal into two bands with an audio effect rec. Low mid band, like 250 to 1.5K, delayed a few milliseconds late. High band, 1.5K and up, advanced a few milliseconds early. High band becomes the tick that pulls forward, the body stays behind and doesn't stab the mix.